Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 16:23-28. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 16, verse 23-28. In that day you will no longer ask me anything. Very truly I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. Though I have been speaking figuratively, a time is coming when I will no longer use this kind of language, but will tell you plainly about my Father. In that day you will ask in my name. I am not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf. No, the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. My theme for reflection is when heaven listens. When heaven listens. Someone once joked that if God had a voicemail system, most of us would leave long rambling messages and then forget what we called about in the first place. Thankfully, prayer does not require a password, a wait time, or a callback. It requires only a heart that turns toward the Father in Jesus' name. In John 16:23-28, Jesus is speaking tenderly to his disciples just before his passion. He knows the road ahead will be hard, and yet he gives them something astounding. Direct access to the Father. He says, in that day you will ask in my name. The Father himself loves you. What a revolutionary thing to say. Not only will his followers not need to ask Jesus to act as a go-between, but the Father himself, yes, the Holy One, enthroned in glory, will be listening because of their relationship with the Son. Theologian Hans Urs von Balthasar once wrote, "Love alone is credible." That line resonates powerfully here. The credibility of Jesus' promise is built not on our worth or even on our eloquence in prayer, but on the love that exists between Father and Son, and through faith between the Father and us. The relationship Jesus offers is not contractual, it is covenantal, not performance-based, but grace-based. Prayer becomes then not a task to complete, but a gift to embrace. Jesus tells us to ask, but he does not just say ask and maybe, just maybe, something will happen. He says ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. What if we believed that the invitation to prayer was not a burdensome religious duty, but an open door into joy? What if prayer is not about persuading God to do something, but aligning our hearts to what God already longs to give? And this is where it becomes deeply personal. Jesus clarifies that his return to the Father is not a removal of presence, but a deepening of relationship. His departure enables the Spirit's coming. It enables a new kind of nearness, where God is not only with us, but in us. This changes the very nature of prayer. We are not tossing words up into the sky. We are communing with the One who dwells within. The question then is not whether God hears, but whether we speak. And not only speak, but trust. The tragedy of modern life may not be unanswered prayer, but unprayed prayer. We are so accustomed to managing everything ourselves that we forget there is a throne of grace wide open before us, purchased by the blood of Christ. What do we do with this? We stop performing and start praying. We stop hesitating and start asking. We stop imagining God as distant and start believing Jesus, the Father himself, loves us. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, when you pray, do you approach God more like a judge or like a father who loves you? Number two, what joy are you missing out on because you haven't asked the Father in Jesus' name? And now our practical exercise for the day. Set aside 5 interrupted minutes today to pray with bold simplicity. Bring one heartfelt request to the Father in Jesus' name, and then spend a few moments in silence, simply resting in the awareness that He hears you. Gracious Father, thank you for the gift of prayer and the invitation to come to you through Jesus. Teach us to trust your love more than our fears and to speak to you not with fancy words, but with open hearts. Deepen our joy as we walk in communion with you, and let our lives reflect the nearness of your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.